It's spring here at Anzio, and under clear, warm skies, with the somehow unexpected sight of wildflowers carpeting the front line, we begin our fourth month ashore. Most people no longer live in foxholes. The men have used all the material to hand, with doors, beams from wrecked farms, and sometimes even steel girders, to get a solid roof over their heads. And the inevitable notices are appearing outside the front door. The better hole seems to be a favorite, with the addition, hawkers, bombs, and shells strictly prohibited. Still, the first prize goes to the Sergeant of the Army Kinematograph Unit, who's built a complete dugout cinema. He calls it the Anzio Ritz, seating 35 and emphatically no queuing. We've also had welcome visits from ENSA parties, and the men in one British division have formed their own concert party. And as the troops come out of the line, they have a hot shower and then a two-hour show from the wagoners. The theatre's a disused and bomb-cracked shed, and the costumes are all homemade, but I can tell you that no actors have a more appreciative audience. Well, the other grand spring attractions are the Masked Pipers of the Beachhead Rugby Final, and for one afternoon only, a brigade point-to-point and a donkey derby. Our food standard is going up as well. We've got a bakery going, and the Americans have set up a donut factory. And there's one machine turning out donuts within 2 miles of the front line.